Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, May 12th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Yesterday's meeting of EU ambassadors in Brussels ended without resolution after Hungary refused to agree to a proposed EU embargo on Russian oil. According to the Polish ambassador to the EU, Andrzej Sadosz, Hungary is unwilling to approve the Russian oil embargo, even though the European Union promised to exempt the country from the ban for many years. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba had expressed hopes that EU countries would be able to persuade Hungary to support the oil embargo, noting that not approving it would be too generous a gift for the Kremlin. At a meeting in Slovakia yesterday, Polish President Andrzej Duda promised to advocate for European Union candidate status for neighboring Ukraine in a joint effort with regional ally Slovakia. Duda made the declaration after meeting his Slovak counterpart Zuzana Čaputová in Bratislava. Other EU member states, however, are not so welcoming. In a speech marking Europe Day on May 9th, French President Emmanuel Macron warned that the process to allow Ukraine to join would take several years, indeed probably several decades. Macron went on to advocate for creating a parallel European political community that would be open to aspiring member states such as Ukraine and former members such as the UK. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky officially submitted Ukraine's completed questionnaire for candidate status on April 18th. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has stated that the EU Commission will aim to deliver its opinion on candidate status in June. A Polish MP from Elbląg says he has been receiving death threats for the past month due to his support for Ukraine. In an interview on Wednesday, Jerzy Wczesław claimed that for over a month now, we have been receiving emails in which senders threaten me, my family, and my employees. The threats are closely related to the help and sympathy we show to Ukraine. Wczesław recently returned from a two-day visit to Kyiv, where he joined representatives from 18 countries as part of United for Ukraine, a global network of parliament members. While in Kyiv, Chiswa and other MPs visited Bucha and Borodyanka and met with Ruslan Stefanchuk, the chairman of the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine. Following the meetings, participants issued a joint statement, with the first point calling for an immediate increase in supplies of all necessary weapons to Ukraine. According to Chiswa, the death threats he has been receiving are a direct result of these actions. Out of concern for the safety of his family, friends, and colleagues, Chiswa turned the information over to police, believing that they will quickly establish the author or authors of these emails and they will be brought to trial. Poland's Internal Security Agency has also been informed of the matter. Poland's world number one Iga Świątek has advanced to the third round of the Italian Open tennis tournament in Rome with a straight set win over Elena Gabriela Ruse of Romania. The Polish top seed dominated the 57th ranked Romanian player 6-3, 6-0 in 68 minutes in the second round of the women's singles on Wednesday, marking Świątek's 24th consecutive victory this season. Świątek will now face former world number one Victoria Azarenka of Belarus at 1 p.m. today for a place in the quarterfinals. And the Medical University of Gdańsk, or GUM, is organizing a collection of food and hygiene products to transport to Lviv in western Ukraine. According to spokesperson Joanna Shlivinska, Ukrainians are in need of basic necessities such as sleeping bags, diapers for adults and children, and water treatment tablets. Food products such as canned food, ready-made meals, pasta, cereals, coffee, and tea are also needed. Donations will be accepted until Friday, May 13th. Items should be taken to building number 13 at Ulica Dębiński 7 on the GUM campus in Gdańsk between the hours of 9 and 3 p.m.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy with a chance for rain in the morning and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a high around 17 degrees centigrade or 63 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 9 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Clearer skies are expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain returning on Saturday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.